You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We've talked about this numerous times here on Idaho Matters. The United States needs more workers who are skilled in science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM, as it's known. In fact, in Idaho last year, more than 70,000 STEM jobs went unfilled. We just talked about that recently. And research is showing the sooner kids become engaged with STEM, the more likely they are to find careers in those fields as adults. This is where Engineering for Kids comes in. This is an enrichment program that strives to play a big role in the solution to this problem by teaching children as young as 4 years old to have fun with STEM. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Leslie Butch. She is the co-owner and program director of Engineering for Kids Boise Metro, and Orlando Chavez. He is the organization's business director. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
So let's start with the need for more skilled workers. This is kind of the concept behind your enrichment program, correct?
Absolutely, yes. As an early childhood educator, I do believe that the earlier the better. This is when children are able to engage with real-world problems. Mm. And if we can introduce it to them at the time that they're learning language and numbers, then maybe we can make an impact in our workforce.
And I would think, as you said, Leslie, the earlier the better, because when I think about my kiddos, I mean, I have a fifth grader, so like school's not cool, right? But there are times where it seems that kids start, if it's not fun, if it's not engaging, it's hard to learn.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And is that part of the process in this program, is make it fun?
Absolutely, yes. And at Engineering for Kids, we introduce real-world problems. We teach different varieties of engineering disciplines, from aerospace to mechanical to environmental, and really talking about environmental, the plants, how can we go out and explore the different shapes? How can we measure them? And when they get their hands on real-world problems, when they can explore with all five senses, it makes it engaging and exciting for the children.
And Orlando, talk to me about some of the programming, because you do have children, as we said, from 4 years old, but your program goes all the way up to 14 years old. As we all know, you have to engage a four-year-old much differently than you engage a 12-year-old.
Correct. Yes, yes. And I think what's really important is when we teach STEM education, it's extremely important that we really understand what STEM is. Mm. Having a background in mechanical engineering allows me to sort of go into the details of every project that we do, introduce an engineering problem, and then create solutions to that problem. And so, again, just having that knowledge, that engineering background, allows me to help students really understand the whys and the hows of, how do things work. If there's a problem, what caused the problem? What can I do to fix it? And how and what materials am I going to use to create a product that is going to fix that specific problem?
I'm speaking with Leslie Butch. She is the co-owner and program director of Engineering for Kids Boise Metro, and Orlando Chavez. He's the organization's business director. And also, when we think about these programs, even if a child decides not to go into, let's say, a STEM field, there's got to be value in using your brain
absolutely
in this capacity.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. At Engineering for Kids, we teach the foundations of life, from problem-solving skills to emotional intelligence, being able to program a computer or create an app. You really need a lot of the soft skills, the foundation of how can I sit there and really work through a problem? How can I problem solve? How can I work with my teammate? And how can I engage other children and help them so that we can work as a community to create a solution to a problem? So as you mentioned, it definitely is the foundation for life. Mm-hmm. And even if they don't go into a STEM field or choose a career in STEM, we really hope to provide our future generation with the skills that they need.
And you do this by not just, summer camps, but you have year-long programs too, yes?
Correct, yeah. So throughout the school year, we go to schools as an enrichment program. Essentially, the school provides us a classroom. Once the bell rings, students meet us at the classroom. And again, every month, we switch engineering disciplines.
Hmm.
So 1 month, we can be looking at aerospace engineering. The following month, electrical engineering. The next month, mechanical engineering, for example. And this allows students, again, to gain skills in different areas of engineering, not just coding, not just programming, not just building. But, you know, I see it as a buffet of skills. You know, the more you know, the more opportunities you will have when they're ready to apply for a job in engineering.
Mm-hmm. And also, Leslie, this is a franchise. And so this is Boise Metro. Is this the only engineering for kids in Idaho, or do we have them in other parts of our state?
No, we are the only ones here in Idaho. The franchise is in 170 countries. But here in Idaho, Orlando and I are excited to be able to inspire the mm-hmm. next generation of engineers.
Why did you decide to take on a program like this, and especially being the first in Idaho to bring, you know, this program to the state?
Yeah, so I have a background in education, and I've been teaching for about 7 years now at the kindergarten level. And Orlando, my husband, he's a mechanical engineer. So we thought, let's bring our careers together, our passions, and inspire young children in mm-hmm. our community.
And what's been kids' reaction to your program?
It's been great. The younger kids, every project they do, it's amazing.
And it's new, and it's different.
It's new. And
how do you get those 12-year-olds excited?
12 years old?
How do you get those 12-year-olds excited?
It's just being able to develop new skills. Yeah. Where if they're able to solve a problem that could, you know, at some point it could be impossible, it just brings a lot of satisfaction knowing that you are capable to do what might seem hard or impossible. And something I teach a lot of my students is the importance of failure. You know, unfortunately, a lot of kids, when they make mistakes, they feel bad. Mm-hmm. They could cry or just feel embarrassed. But something that I stress a lot in every class is make mistakes. I want you to make mistakes now, because, you know, essentially in life, failure is a stepping stone to success. If we're not failing, if we're not making mistakes, right, then we're not learning. We need to fail in order to learn and improve ourselves as a professional.
You can't fail. You can't succeed, I think, unless you have failed. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate both of you coming in today. My guest today has been Leslie Butch. She is co-owner and program director of Engineering for Kids Boise Metro, and Orlando Chavez, the organization's business director. And I'm sure you have a website and people can find it. So I want to thank you so much for coming in today. And I want to thank all of you for listening and being a part of Idaho Matters. My producers are Samantha Wright and Richard Copeland. I'm Gemma Gaudette. As always, have a great rest of your day. It's beautiful out there, so get out there and enjoy it. And we'll see you back here tomorrow.